ghosts, hauntings, UFOs, Bigfoot, aliens, shadow people, vampires, werewolves, demons. Blurring the line between the normal and the paranormal, Harrisburg Area Paranormal Society presents The Blurred Line. Here are your hosts, Sue Shinsky, John Curley, and Matt Haas.
Good evening, everyone, or good morning, or good afternoon. Welcome to The Blurred Line. This is Sue Shinsky, along with...
Matt Haas.
And John Curley.
How are you guys today?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad.
Good, good, good. My computer's doing crazy things. Keeps on... Who's whistling?
That was my good old phone.
Oh, okay. It's all right. We've been hearing some weird stuff all night as we've been chit-chatting, getting ready for the podcast here. And so every little thing that I hear, I'm like, what is that?
What is going on?
Yeah, like the voices you're hearing when there's nobody in this room.
Yeah, I did. I heard somebody say help, and it was a guy. And then he said, get out. So, I don't know.
There was no one in here, that's for damn sure. Told you, man, there's some freaky shit going on in my house.
Well, you had something weird happen last night.
Yeah, something moved my leg off the couch. Like, it really felt like a real hand on my leg. I was like, what the hell? I freaking jumped up off the couch. I'm like, okay, you can cut that out, man. Don't be doing that to me. Yeah, that was a freak. But, and just heard voices and stuff before. But now it's kind of getting a little physical. It's what I'm like.
I don't know. Yeah, I've been, every once in a while, like, I'll feel something touch my leg, but then I figure it's just me. But something moving your leg like that, I don't think that's just you.
No, it was definitely something physical. It was kind of freaky, for sure. I was freaked out. I was watching Ghost Adventures, too. It was like, whoa, what the hell?
Well, I always wonder, you know, do you think that if you watch a lot of paranormal shows, you can kind of draw things to you?
I had the same thing happens with the show. Like, when we were doing the radio show and we always start talking about that stuff, I always swear I get... You get the creepy feeling and the vibe, you know, oh my God, something's behind you or in the room.
Uh-huh.
And I've actually had, you know, activity after we have a really good show with a good guest. So, I mean, I don't know. It could be linked. Maybe something you do with your own, you know, personal energy that causes you to kind of draw it in.
Yeah.
Maybe you just talking about it kind of opens things up, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I always wonder. I mean, tonight I was just watching HGTV. I was sitting in our little TV area, and all of a sudden I felt like somebody was in the closet with our sump. It was just weird. It was like an overwhelming feeling that somebody was going to bust out that door. I don't know.
You get like that in some of those cases, too. Like, you'd be doing them, and you're like, man, it really feels like something is going to kick off. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times it doesn't happen, but you get this overwhelming feeling like something is going to happen, but a lot of times it doesn't, but you do catch some pretty good stuff that you didn't think you caught.
Like, yeah.
EVPs and stuff. You know, it's all quiet and you didn't think you get anything, and you go home and you check your recorders and like, holy shit, there's
ghosts. What was that? Yeah.
I didn't hear that at the time. It was dead silent, you know? But I like plugging in. You know, I think plugging in is the key to really hearing things at the moment and trying to respond to it, maybe to get more responses from them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you hear a voice, like, damn, I just heard, like, get out, you know, why do you want us to get out, or you need help, or, you know, whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I always, sometimes I find that I don't hear as much when I plug in. I know you're different, you do hear a lot when you plug in, but sometimes I feel like I don't know.
It's really weird when I plug in, because I'm really, really, like, tuned in when I plug in. I'm like, I'm listening for anything out of the normal to pop in, you know, like small whispers and stuff. Just like when I'm going over audio, I'm the same way when I go over audio. I'm like really tuned into it. I'm zoned into it. You know, mm-hmm. Like if I hear anything, I'm like going back and like, there it is. I heard it. You know what I mean? And I definitely say it when I hear it on an investigation too. I'll say, did you guys hear that? And you're like, a lot of times everybody says no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, and you go back in the recording, and they're in there.
And it's
so
there.
I'm definitely hearing them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've had that happen. I mean, I think a lot of times I'm paying attention to the environment and what's going on in the environment that sometimes I miss the voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like some people are like just so tuned in to maybe trying to see something that they don't really pay attention to what they're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do that like when I'm like if I'm going over evidence and stuff. I can't watch video and listen to audio at the same time.
Uh-huh.
I just can't do it because my mind is more on listening to it than looking at something.
Yeah.
Because if I hear something, I want to be able to get back to it real quick on the spectrogram that I use on there and you know, highlight it and just keep going over it and decipher what I'm hearing. So
yeah, I know like what you mean.
I like doing EVP work. I mean, not a lot of people like sitting there going over hours of audio. I do. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Well, Facebook has been very apparent that you like the EVPs, man. I've been seeing yours blow up.
Yeah.
What, the EVPs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when I posted all those EVPs on there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I posted a ton of them. People were asking me to put them on there, and I put them on there. But people were saying they were having a hard time hearing them. I'm like, it's because you don't know what you're listening for. They don't. I mean, if you don't do this on a regular, you don't know what you're listening for.
But then again, people would say that you shouldn't have to know what you're listening for.
Yeah, but they kind of confuse things. Spirits kind of confuse things because they use ambient noises to make sounds and shit and voices. So you really got to be paying attention. Like if you're just moving your jacket, they can say things, you know. And they're in a much much lower hertz level than we can really hear. So I mean, when I put them on a spectrogram. They're below 20 hertz, which is like, I don't even think a dog can hear below 20 hertz. So, I mean, it's low. It's not even, some of them don't even register on a spectrogram. That's how low they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a couple of the ones we had from previous cases I brought to work with me just to kind of try a little experiment and see, you know, get the people I work with and see who could come up with what, not really tell them what it was, where it was at, you know, until after they listened to it a couple times. And get their opinion individually. And, yeah, it's funny listening to all the stuff that different people came up with. Especially with that one that we had from Pennhurst where that ghost said, look over here.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that has got to be probably one of the most crystal clear EVPs I've ever heard. And people still had problems deciphering that. And I was like, ah.
I know. Yeah. Actually, I have that if you want me to play it.
Yeah, play it. Sure.
All right. Here we go.
Most pedophiles are clowns.
I thought I heard something. I heard it.
That's great.
Most pedophiles are clowns.
I thought I heard something. I heard it.
Yeah, that room creeped me the hell out, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, dude, that voice is like, look at
right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's creepy as I don't know what. That place is awesome, man. Pennhurst is way active.
Yeah, here's one we got. And these are the ones that I think are the creepiest, is when you hear a kid.
Yeah.
Freak me out.
Whose toy is it?
Do you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll play it again.
Freak me out.
Whose toy is it?
Sound like you're saying hi.
Is that the same night?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sounded like me. I was to say, because I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Yeah, that was on the third floor.
Is that when we were playing the toy?
Maybe around that time.
That one was saying I'm scared or something. I know that. You had sent it to me, and I'm like, oh, that's saying I'm scared.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm scared. I was a little kid.
I think I have it. Maybe this is it.
An EVP.
Did someone just say Big Mike? I don't think that. I thought this was what it, when it was. Did someone just say Big Mike?
No. Yeah, I hear.
I'm scared.
I don't know if I'm scared or not, but it's whispering.
I think it was around that time, and I remember on the door it says Big Mike, and I was reading it, and I heard that as I was reading it.
You subconsciously heard what you were reading.
Either that or I put it out there. You never know.
Yeah.
me, Chris, and Don heard a great disembodied voice saying, get out. I might have sent you that clip. Man, it was so clear. We were there, and Chris was like, did you die here? And all of a sudden, man, in here, it's like, get out. Like, that near the end of the hallway. Holy shit, did you hear that? And they're like, what did it say? I said, like, get out. And they're like, did it say that? And I was like, yeah, because I was plugged in, and I could hear it really well. I was like, did it say get out? And he's like, oh, man, that's crazy. But we were getting that one guy's name. What was it, Charlie or something?
Yeah.
And, you know, I asked the guy that at the rental place, I was like, are you guys ever getting names out of here? And they're like, no. We just get this psychic system about the king or something. Like, hey, we got, like, Charlie all through the whole night with this.
Yeah, thing. I got one right now. I can play for you.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's a lead. Tell us to get out.
Yep. There it is.
Yep, and I think I have a one shortened up a little bit. It's real long and real quiet.
Yep.
I think that was actually your mom's recorder.
Yeah, that was my mom's because I have that one. She gave me that one.
Yep. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like that one that my mom sent over, the one with the help us burning flesh or whatever. That was
yes.
crazy.
Yeah, that was creepy, man.
That was in her own house.
Yeah, I don't do EVP sessions in my house.
Can you hear this guy's voice? I'm like, oh, hell yeah. I was like, there ain't nobody you and her? She's like, it was just me. I was like, oh, yeah, you got something definitely going on.
And it's not just these really super active, like, famous places where you get really great EVPs. There's one that I have here from you, John. This was in the Columbia case, and I'll play that now.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really good EVP we caught. That was the first investigation we did in that Columbia case.
Mm-hmm.
I was downstairs and I was talking to one of the members, and I was like, "Yeah," I said, "it probably won't show itself here tonight, chicken shit or something like that." I was just messing around, and right when I said that, the recorder, we catch a voice on the recorder up in the son's bedroom that most of the activity was coming from, and. I said, I'll show you, you son of a bitch, right after I say that, too. I'm like, oh, wow, that's creepy. And then the door opens up on Don and Diana. On its own, it was really weird because when I first got there, me and another member were in the house, and I had the front door shut, and they have a storm door, too, a glass storm door. And started hearing the handle move up and down. It has one of those spring-loaded handles, and it's going, ching, 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 like someone was, like it was locked, and someone was trying to get in the storm door. And I looked over at John, who used to be a member with us, and I said, why the hell did you lock the storm door, man? I said, it's Don probably trying to get in. And he goes, I didn't lock the storm door. I'm like, you hear it? Listen. And it was literally, you could hear the handle going, ching, 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 moving up and down. And I pulled the front door open, and it stopped, like, immediately.
Hmm.
And I'm like, that was really weird, man. And Don pulled up maybe like 5 minutes later, and I was telling him about it. He goes, yeah, that's kind of weird. And then we went to the store. Don and Diana were going to do the first session in the house. I said, well, we'll go to the store. I haven't eaten dinner yet, so I'm going to go get a sandwich, and I'll be back in about an hour. And when I came back, Don's like, did you come back, like, I don't know, a half hour after you were gone? I'm like, no, why? He's like, dude, somebody came in the front door. I'm like, that's impossible. I locked it. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah. I was like, dude, I'm 100% sure I locked it. And I said, I shut the door and locked it because you guys were in here. I didn't want anybody, you know, like somebody come walking off the street and come in those people's houses, you know what I mean? So I locked it and went out the front door. It came open. And I might have sent you that clip of the door coming open.
You did. You did. Yep. And I'll play that now. That was Don, I guess, asking if you were back.
Yeah, Don, hello? Play it again one more time. Listen in the beginning of that clip. Does this sound like it says get out before anything happens?
I hear somebody. Mm-hmm.
There's a voice saying, like, get out, like in the beginning. I never noticed it before.
Yeah, I hear a female. Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah. Maybe it's like, get out. Here's the front door.
Yeah, I'll open that for you.
Where the dog should have bit you.
Yeah, and that place was pretty crazy because the homeowner said that he has two pretty big German shepherds. They bark a lot at whatever's in the house. And one day they just started barking. They were going totally nuts. And he heard a man's voice go, shut up, at the dogs in the house. And he was the only one home. He's like, what the hell was that? I mean, it was in the room with him, and it's a man's voice saying, shut up. He's like, I thought maybe it was maybe someone outside. So I went outside, looked all around, and there was no one outside.
Hmm.
He said, it literally sounded like it came from the room. And I think like a week later, it happened again, this time with his son. The dog started barking, like looking over at the garage and barking and barking and barking. And all of a sudden, his son heard a man's voice go, shut up, like in the house. Yeah. And I just talked to him the other day, Sue. Matter of fact, what was it? Friday I talked to him. And remember how I used to say the garage door used to open up and he'd hear footsteps coming through the kitchen and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, he said he was sitting there watching TV. You remember where their TV was. They heard like commotion in the garage, like someone came in the garage. And all of a sudden he heard three knocks on the door real loud. And the dog started going nuts, barking at the door. And he got up and he thought maybe his son might have came in or something like that. Opens the garage door up. No one in the garage. The garage door is still shut. And he said, you know, you can pretty much hear the garage door opening up. And there was nothing there.
Wow. Nothing.
Yeah. And he had the house blessed. And, I mean, they did a whole, like, spiritual revival weekend in his house to try to get rid of this thing. And the activity stopped for about a year, and it's back. So just goes to show you, you know, no matter what you do, if these things don't want to leave, they're not going to leave.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's God gives us free will. So, you know, if these spirits are demons or whatever they are, then pretty much they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way I'm looking at it. I mean, there is some kind of... you know, your body doesn't live on, but your soul definitely lives on if you die, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I've seen too much now, and I've heard way too many things not to believe that it's not true. You know what I mean? Especially the last time I went to that reveal, and that cancer killed me thing is like, wow.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. Do you have that actual EVP?
I do. Mm-hmm.
They have to play that. It's pretty cool.
I will play it right now.
You say hello? I keep hearing like whispering. You say hello? I keep hearing like whispering. Yeah, that's pretty clear.
Yeah.
That cancer killed me.
It's a cancer killed me. It says it twice though. It happened one time and then it happened again and it says cancer killed me more not chopped up. The cancer wasn't chopped up. It's like, cancer killed me. But it's really low. And I heard it both times, too. So, and I thought maybe it was the daughter because the daughter was on the steps, but I could hear her really well.
Yeah.
And when I was asking questions, I was hearing this other whispering, like, cutting in. And I'm like, man, I'm hearing whispering like, shit, it's not her, because I could hear her fine talking to her daughter. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what that is, man. That's, I couldn't make out what it was saying when we were there, but when I got home, I started looping it on the computer. I'm like, oh, wow. That's definitely... This poor, this disease is haunting people after they're dead. You know what I mean? Like, they know they died.
Yeah. I have a version of that.
Yeah.
But I got something pretty disturbing out of that place, and I'll play that for you now. I think it's pretty unmistakable what it says, but we'll see what you think. I should probably slow that down, but sometime. I know what I think it says, but... What do you guys think?
Something not nice.
Yeah. It was really quick. I'm going to have to slow that down. I hate to edit anything because these haven't even had any, no editing whatsoever. It's the raw recording. It was real quick. And it was just me and Alicia in the basement there. But you know, we've had some interesting cases. You had sent me an interesting... I'll play this one. It's one of the infamous get outs. So here we go. This is from Dallas Town. Yep. Do you remember that case?
Yeah, it was kind of mixed in when I was moving around. I actually heard it because I said, damn, I think I just heard it get out. Chris was like, did you? I was like, did you hear it? He's like, no. I said, nah, maybe I didn't hear it. But that's, yeah, it's, I definitely heard it. We were getting a lot of growling noises there, too.
Yeah.
We were thinking it was people's stomachs, and it really wasn't.
I don't know if I necessarily remember that case. Was I there?
Yeah.
Huh.
You were there? That's the one where... we got that guy's name. It said, like, Adam Weaver or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I asked his name. I said, can you tell me your name? And no, Chris was like, I think they say they call him George. And I was like, and he's like, is that your name, George? And he says, Adam Weaver. Like, really clear.
It's creepy. I remember. That's what I remember from that case. The funniest thing, all night long, I kept going out to the front because I'd parked across the street. And I was afraid that I left my lights on and that my battery would drain. So I, even though I already knew that I had turned everything off, I still kept going around and checking. I still kept going around and checking. Wouldn't you know? So Chris gets back to his car. He dropped his car off. I think it was at your house, John, and rode over with you. He left his lights on and his battery drained.
Yeah.
So the whole night I was worried about mine, but it was really, I think I was getting it for Chris. Here is another get out. From Asper's.
Alright, get out. You're like, I'm not sure. I think I did. I'm not sure. Alright, get out. You're like, I'm not sure. I think I did. I'm not sure.
Yeah, gotta be honest. I don't hear that one.
Yeah, it's like really quick right in the beginning.
Play it again.
Get out. You're like, I'm not sure. I think I did. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was right in the beginning.
Oh, was it that real loud?
Yeah, it's like, get out.
So, everyone, we are listening to EVPs, and John has sent me some. I'm going to play this one. It's I Am the Devil, and you can explain that one, John, a little bit in a moment.
So, if they wanted me contact.
So why don't you explain that one?
That was a pretty cool one. I didn't hear it at the time, but that's actually captured on my recorder. I turn on the camcorder and you hear this like, I'm the devil. I'm like, what the hell? I never had an EVP of someone saying it was the devil. But come to find out that this girl is like definitely terrified of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like feeding off of her fear. You know what I mean? It was kind of trying to scare her, saying that it was the devil, you know? And she heard that EVP. She was freaked out, man. I'm like, that was right there when we were in her bedroom. And that was a lot where a lot of things were happening. We're in her bedroom. And it was, I was surprised. I was in here. I remember listening to it. And I'm like, that's pretty creepy. Like, never heard that before in any investigation. And we've had some pretty good ones. And never heard it say, I'm the devil.
Yeah. Well, there was another one from that case I'll play. Here we go.
What was that?
That one was go away.
Yeah.
Go away.
Was that you?
Yeah, I did that. He was in the paranormal.
I don't know. It just echoed. It was very strange. That was an interesting case. One of our favorite interesting cases, Ephrata. And,
yes.
Let me play this one for you.
Somebody say something?
No.
Did you hear that?
Mm-mm. Uh-uh.
I heard a woman's voice. For sure. Somebody say something?
No.
Did you hear that?
Mm-mm.
I heard a woman's voice. For sure.
Yeah, that was... That's when we just started the case. That was an effort. Remember me, you, and Diana?
Yep.
We're just, you know, I started the case. I was like, let's just sit here. Because they did have a next door neighbor.
Yeah.
And I said, well, let's just sit here and see if we can hear them next door. That way we can distinguish noises between what's going on over there and what's over here.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like sitting there for like, I don't know, we weren't even sitting there 10 minutes and I heard that. It was sounding like it was right in the recorder, like almost saying like careful or something. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm like, whoa, I sat up and like, did you guys say that? And you're like, no. I'm like, that's a woman's voice for sure. You know, I thought it was either you or Diana, but it wasn't either one of you.
Yeah, that was creepy. And I don't have my EVPs from that case on this computer, but you know, I was hearing at the end of the night an old man saying, help me. And I just felt like the entire time that we were there, it was something just trickster. Like, it really wasn't an old person. It really wasn't a kid. It really wasn't this. It was just nefarious and bad and yucky.
Yeah, because, I mean, whatever was in the house is definitely taking different forms. She's seen it like a mist. She's seen it like a little kid with no face. And then she's seen it like 7 foot tall with black, with glowing red eyes. She said it looked like Bigfoot almost. Like, had hair all over it and shit. So, and that's kind of weird, man.
It is weird.
It's really weird. And we did capture the black mist on film, which was still one of the most incredible videos I've ever seen. But unfortunately, YouTube people were like always down in it saying it was this or it was that. Really, did they know that they were really looking at something that was really paranormal? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, your skeptics are always going to say, oh, well, it's this, that, you know. I mean, unless they're there.
Yeah.
It's a trick or this, a trick or that. No. You need to get your head out of your ass. We were there, and it's real. That's 100% real.
And it's hard.
100% real.
Yeah, it's hard because, you know, we were there. I set that camera up. It was just a camera. I mean, we were downstairs. I mean, it wasn't raining in the bedroom. I mean, there was nothing. There was no windows open. I mean, it was just a room.
And there was nothing that could have casted a light from outside to make that black mist. You know, like if you shine a light into a camera, a regular light into the IR camera, it'll totally black the camera out. You won't be able to see anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to debunk that video, me and Don, and I couldn't debunk it. Any way I tried, I couldn't debunk it. And I'm no computer genius. I don't get in the computer and hack it and mess with it. That's not why I do it. You know what I mean? If I got to fake shit, then why would I be in this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's a waste of my time. You know, I put it on YouTube because I thought it was probably one of the most fascinating pieces of video evidence of something paranormal that you're probably ever going to see in your lifetime, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People talk about black masses and, you know, oh, I see black masses and no one ever sees them. Well, there it is. It's 100% real.
Yeah.
There.
And it's interesting to me that, you know, when that was going on at that same time, we were down in the kitchen having a break because we had been upstairs for about an hour. Or maybe, were we upstairs? Anyway, we'd been investigating for about an hour. We wanted to kind of let things cool off and just let things rest. And you were on your computer doing something, maybe even sitting listening to audio. And I was standing in the kitchen and we'd let the dog out and let the dog back in. And this light...
We let the dog out. Sorry.
Very funny. And this light just flashed across the ceiling and went up into the ceiling. And you actually see it come through on the other end in that video.
Yeah. It was a red light when I seen it. And then you were like, oh my God, it changed color. Because I was sitting there and I caught it out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, I look up and I see it going across the ceiling real slow. I'm like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
It zipped up in the ceiling. And I didn't know you had even seen it. I was like, what the hell was that? You're like, you seen that? I'm like, you saw it? You're like, yeah, it was like a ball of light. I'm like, thank God someone else seen that.
It was like the size of a tennis ball.
It was big, man. It was red. It was, no, it was green.
Green, and then it turned to red.
Yeah, it was green. It was big, man. I was like, what the hell? I'm like looking at it in amazement. And I'm like, I've never seen anything like that with lights on. You know what I mean? I'm
yeah.
Like, what in the hell was that thing? And it zipped right up into the ceiling. And I'm like, oh, wow, that was pretty weird.
Yeah, and then like, you see it kind of fly into the camera.
Yeah. It was weird, man. It was really weird. Very that house has got some freaky-ass stuff in it. And they still are experiencing things like heavy duty all the time.
Yeah.
And we're going back there April, baby. April 4th and 5th. We got the house to ourselves the whole weekend. Yummy.
Nice.
Yeah. Yummy.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be good, man. You're definitely going to get stuff out of there without a doubt. And they do have an attic in there.
They do?
It's in the sister's room where Diana got scratched.
Oh.
It's in the closet. Guess where Don's going?
And oh, gosh.
His skinny ass is getting up in there. We're getting the camera up in there, man.
God, that's why I'm glad I'm a fat man. I'm not doing that kind of craziness.
Dude, Don's been up in some tight-ass spaces, dude. He was in that little areaway in Fort Mifflin where Grant seen that guy's face in the opening.
Yeah.
Dude, you got to be a skinny bastard to get up in there.
Yeah.
I walked in, I was like, Don, good job for you, buddy. Get your skinny ass up in there. He hears, man, it's tight in here, dude. I was like, it's tight for you. I know it's tight.
Yeah, that was something getting back there.
Oh, there's no, a fat guy is not making it in there. There's no way, not happening.
That was an interesting place, too.
Oh, Fort Mifflin's awesome, man. That place is incredible. I got a nice picture out of there on that stealth camera.
Oh, yeah?
The camera. Oh, yeah, I caught a light anomaly on there. Did you ever guys ever see that?
No.
Oh, man, there was no one in there, and this ball of light triggers the motion sensor, and which is cool, we capture it. It looks like someone shines a flashlight into it.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it, you remember if you went in that middle house, the commandment's house, in the middle of the fort?
Mm-hmm.
A big one with all the fireplaces in it?
Yeah.
There's two stone walls that come off when you go through the door. I mean, they stick out probably, I don't know, 3 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And the light is in front of the stone wall.
Hmm.
I have to send you the picture. You guys look at it. It's not a flashlight. You don't see a person. You just see a big flash of light. And it triggered the motion sensor to go off and take a picture of it.
That's neat. What's
weird is I captured something on DVR, too, at the same time. The something black crosses in front of the DVR camera. It was at the end of the little platform that they had built there. It totally blacks out the camera for like a second. And you see it goes from left to right across the camera.
Well, we were hearing footsteps and the casemates and...
Oh, yeah, man. That place is really active.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get Diana to call up there to give us another a date.
Yeah.
Then we start seeing a lot of lightning anomalies in Mount Joy, too.
Hell yeah. Mountjoy, I captured a really good light anomaly on full spectrum, dude. I got to show it to you guys. It's when you and your mom went upstairs, Matt, and Kurt was down there by himself.
Yeah.
This we big, left him down there. I mean, a big light anomaly comes from the ceiling, and it's not like it's round, it's square, like a strip, like a square strip, probably, I'd say at least 3 or 4 inches wide, probably like 10 inches long. Just comes rippling out of the ceiling. It's weird looking, man. I can't explain it. And yeah, I went into the DVR, and the infrared didn't catch it, but full spectrum did.
Huh.
Nice.
Yeah.
So. Remember the first night we were there, the first night we investigated that whole, I don't think any of the cameras caught it, but that whole back room where the friggin' furnace was at just lit up.
Oh, yeah, man. That place freaked. There's definitely a lot of activity in that house, man.
That's where we were catching the EVPs when we went back.
Yeah, from the reveal.
Yep.
Dude, I was hearing like voices like right away as soon as I went down there. I'm like, yeah, she goes, I just want to know if we catch anything when you're here. I'm like, I'm hearing voices already. Like, I just walked down here. I'm like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, really? I'm like, yes, you don't hear them? She's like, no. I'm like, I'm hearing voices, that's for sure. But I was plugged in too, so. It was definitely, it was interesting. Caught like, probably like 6 good EVPs out of there in less than 45 minutes. Place is definitely active, without a doubt.
Definitely. Here, let me play another one from there, from that night the 3 of us were there. And it's funny because that one's really fast too. It makes me wonder if it's the same person that said those nasty things to me.
Yeah, it was saying you're near me, and that's right when we all started feeling really weird.
Mm-hmm.
We came from upstairs, downstairs into the basement, into that back part of that basement, and as soon as I walked in there, I was like, "Dude, it's feeling really weird here now, man." And Matt's like, "You feel that shit, man?" I'm like, "Yeah, there's something in here for real."
Oh yeah.
We heard it. I heard it. I was like, you guys say something like, can you hear me? And you're like, no. Like, you didn't say that? And they're like, no. And when I played it back, I'm like, holy shit, it's saying you're near me. Like, we were feeling it and saying that we were near it. So, I mean, that's definitely an intelligence there. You know, it's not like something that's residual or, mm-hmm. you know, some man-made things. It's something that we can't see that's there.
Yeah.
You know? Without a doubt.
So this next one is from Mountjoy as well, and it's Help Me.
That's really clear.
Mm-hmm.
Help me.
Yep.
That's so clear. That place is so... I remember when just me, you, and Matt went there the first time. As soon as we turned on the recorders, we caught that male voice saying, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
It was so clear. Yep. Like, yeah, let's get out of here, dude. We just turned. It was only 30 seconds into the recording.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, we already caught an EVP in there. Crazy. And then that one where I heard my name, we were sitting, remember, I was sitting, me and you were sitting on the couch too?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, just heard my name so clear. I was like stretched out. I'm like, did you just say my name? She's like, what? I was like, I just heard my name. You're like, really? I'm like, hell yeah, I heard my name. She goes, you went, like I was full of shit or something.
Well, here is
being all sarcastic and shit. I said, okay.
No, I didn't mean it like that. Here we go. Let me play.
Do you
just hear
something?
What'd you hear?
Sally said my fucking name.
Hmm?
Sally said my name.
Oh.
Oh.
See what I mean?
You just heard something.
What'd you hear?
Sally said my fucking name.
Hmm?
Sally said my name.
Oh.
Oh. That was good for you, sport.
It was real whispery, too. It was like, it was a female, too. I'm like, I just heard my name. It was so clear. I was like, especially because I had the recorder. I was plugged in, you know? And it was so quiet. We were just sitting there. It was so quiet. All of a sudden, it was like, John. I'm like, oh, shit, it's from my name. He's like, what? I'm like, it's from my fucking name. It's creepy, man.
Yeah.
It happens to me a lot. I don't know if maybe John's just a common name in the spirit world or something. I may, but everybody says my name a lot in places. It kind of freaks me out.
Yeah, when you hear my name, that's when you're like, okay, that's weird.
We heard your name in that New Cumberland case that one time.
Yes, the full thing, too.
Full name, yeah. I'm like, oh, boy. That thing was smart in that house, man.
Yeah, it was.
Really smart. And it was devious.
Here is
it's about her that were really nasty.
Here's a EVP from that case.
Okay, now, go get that shit.
He has an upload with Giants.
I'm not down. Okay, now, go get that shit.
He has an upload with Giants.
I'm not down.
Yeah. It's saying it's my house. If you hear it after the laugh, you hear it's my house.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, boy. I had some really weird shit happen in that house, man. That time it something, like, just yelled right in the recorder. I was the only one that heard it, but it was so loud that the homeowner heard it through the headphones. I don't know if you were there that night, Sue.
No, you weren't.
That's when I first started investigating it. She said there was things going on in the son's room, so I said, well, let's go in there. And I said, you know, you're like picking on a little boy. Why don't you come pick on me? And all of a sudden, you know, it sounded like someone just yelled right in the recorder, like, "Roar!" In the end of the recorder. I was like, Jesus, it scared the shit out of me. And the homeowner was like, oh, my God, what was that? And Amy was with me. And Amy's like, I didn't hear anything. I'm like, oh, my God, that was so loud. Like, my heart was beating like 1,000 miles a minute. I'm like, something literally yelled right in the recorder. And the homeowner was like, I heard it so loud through the headphones. I'm like, it was loud. It freaked me the hell out. I don't know where I did with it. I have it in one of the flash drives somewhere, but
mm-hmm.
I'll up and play it the next time. But, man, it was freaky. It was really freaky. I said, man, I got to turn the lights on. I'm creeped out. I was creeped out. Every hair on my arms was standing up, and I'm like,
I remember, that damn Mountjoy case. I was sitting there with my recorder plugged in, and the thing moved it on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It did it to my recorder, too. Remember, I had a recorder on top of that entertainment center. Mm-hmm. And it moves like 2 or 3 times when there's no one even in the basement.
Yeah.
Like, since moving, you hear the recorder go, like, move. I'm like, something's touching the recorder. Because this is the same recorder I used. If you hear it, listen. I mean, that's what it sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm touching the screen on the H2. And it was doing that. I'm like, there's something touching it. Because it doesn't do that unless you touch the screen on the mic. And it did it like 2 or 3 times when we were there. And there was no one there. There was no one in the basement.
Are you talking about right there on the computer?
Yep.
Yeah, because that's where mine was. And I was like, what the hell? I mean, it moved it while I was plugged in. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with that basement. That's where they said they had all the flies. Like, there was millions of flies on the walls, like covering the walls. And I've never seen anything like that.
No.
Ever. I haven't even seen that kind of that many flies on a dead carcass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen dead animals swelled up and stuff from flies and stuff, but never that many flies on a dead animal. And this was in their house, and they wouldn't even fly away. What the hell kind of stuff is that, man? You know, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it is. Not definitely creepy. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it. It just doesn't make any sense.
Oy, oy, oy. Well, we do have a couple more. I'm jumping around here, but here's one. Not sure where this was, but you have this listed as it's a voice saying Hannah, and no one heard it but you.
That was at New Cumberland.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Then the heat should definitely be kicking on because the thermostat set at 68.
See, I thought I just heard a voice right there, but I don't know if that was one you used.
I moved my chair. I could have done that.
I thought I heard a voice say hello.
Oh, my God.
Then the heat should definitely be kicking on because the thermostat's set at 68.
See, I thought I just heard a voice right there, but I don't know if that was one you used.
I moved my chair. I could have done that.
I thought I heard a voice say hello.
Did you guys hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it sounded like it said Hannah. Mm-hmm. Or it might have said hello. I don't know. And I heard it. That's what I'm saying with people with the EVPs, you know what I mean? You'll be talking like me and you'll just be holding a conversation. All of a sudden, you know, a voice cuts in while you're talking.
Yeah.
It's talking over you and you're like, that's not us. It's a voice cutting over top of ours. You know what I mean?
Yeah, actually, I have one from the Mountjoy. It's under my voice and I think it was just the two of us down there. It was me and Alicia.
Fuse box is right there.
I heard that.
Fuse box is right there.
What did that say?
I don't know, but it's weird because you hear things and it's like blah, blah, blah. And then you hear the and it's like a snap right after it.
Play it again.
Fuse box is right there.
Let me play it again.
Sounds like it says hello.
Fuse box is right there.
It says two things.
Fuse box is right there. Fuse box is right there.
It's like, yo, something.
Can you hear it, Matt?
Yeah.
What do you think it's saying?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to distinguish.
Yeah.
It's a man's voice, a real groggy voice, you know? Oh, it's kind of creepy.
Yeah. And it was around the same time as the other voice popped in saying some things.
It almost sounds like it says hello, but it's like an O in the end of it.
Yeah, here, yo, and then something else. Here we go.
Fuse box is right there. Fuse box is right there.
Yeah, it's creepy. I don't like it. All right, here we go.
That was John.
That was me sniffling, sorry. What the fuck was that? Did you hear that?
I heard it.
What'd you hear?
That was a voice, dude.
Where?
I don't know where it was. Going, woo! You didn't hear that shit?
I didn't hear that, John.
Are you shitting me?
That was John.
That was me sniffling, sorry. What the fuck was that? Did you hear that?
I heard it.
What'd you hear?
That was a voice, dude.
Where?
I don't know where it was. Going, woo! You didn't hear that shit?
I didn't hear that, John.
Are you shitting me?
I think I liked yours better. Whoa!
It was so loud. I don't know how the hell I didn't hear it. Like, Ames, like, I heard that. I'm like, this guy came out of the wall, you know? I'm like, did you hear that? And I was provoking kind of like for it to do something. You know, that's basically when I first started, like, we first started Haps, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was going to try some provoking. I never did it before, you know? And I was like, maybe it'll get some kind of response because it was pretty much quiet, you know, that entire, like, hour when we first started. I'm like, man, I need to get a response or something. It's really quiet.
Yeah.
Come on, you know, come on, do something, you know what I mean? And now it's just like, sitting there quiet for me, and I got a little sniff. I'm like, gun down. I was like, that's John. Next thing I was like, ooh. I'm like, what the fuck was that? He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, you hear that? How can you not hear that? But we were getting some incredible knocks and stuff in there. I mean, it was responding right away to, you know, us asking it to do it, and it did it, like, really loud. That was crazy. Hey, that place, it still sits empty to this day, and everyone's bought it. I drove by it last week. It was empty.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'd love to get back in there. I'm thinking I'm going to try to call the bank or the realtor to see if we can get back in there. Is that you guys want to experience some shit there? That is the place to experience it. That attic has got so much stuff going on. I mean, the whole house has stuff going on in it. But the room where you go up into the attic, and the attic, there's some freaky shit going on there, man. I don't know what's up with the attic, but there's some stuff there that's it's not cool. Really not.
Yeah, it's a funny note about realtors and all that stuff is they don't have to disclose any of that stuff to you. It's like you could have lived in a house where people were completely, you know, gutted, murdered, and it's haunted as hell, but, you know, they don't have to disclose that to you.
They have to disclose the murder.
Well, the murder maybe, yeah, but...
I used to be a realtor, so.
Yeah, I remember it was like, oh.
Well, some states it's a law, right?
What's that?
In some states it's a law. If the house is haunted, they have to tell you, right?
Yeah.
They should make it a law, man. I mean, people should know what the hell is going on in the house before they move in it.
I think sometimes, though, you know, some people can move into a house and never have any activity. I think it has a lot to do with the people that own it that are there, not necessarily more so than if a house is truly haunted or not. But I think some people just don't experience things.
Well, hell, friggin' the guy that was renting our house in Virginia, he, or renting out the house to our, that we were in Virginia, He came. One of his buddies came over one day asking us if we were, if we had, you know, had seen shit. And I'm like, wow. My mom's like, they didn't think to tell us that when we bought the house or when we rented the house. I'm like, yeah, I don't think many people would like to tell you, yeah, this place is haunted as hell.
Yeah.
What part of Virginia was it?
Hampton.
Hampton.
Yeah.
Was it an old house or was it a new house?
No, it was like a relatively new community. I mean, it couldn't have been any older than like maybe 20 years. I mean, the guy that lived in the house, though, supposedly killed himself, but people thought of foul play because, you know, when you shoot your face off with a shotgun, it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do know someone that died that way before, though. It was an accident, though. He had the shotgun between his legs in a car, and he went to do something. He reached down and hit the trigger and blew his face off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Killed him. You know what's weird is, remember that case we did in, what was it, New Bloomsfield?
Mm-hmm.
That case?
Yeah.
Where we got that voice, I'm not fucking dead.
Yeah.
That was creepy, man. That thing was definitely talking to us.
Oh, yeah.
Over the ghost box. That was one of the few times that you know that the ghost box is working and there's something there manipulating.
I mean, it wasn't even through the ghost box that was happening.
It was wild, man. Like, it was saying things like, fuck you, and stuff like that. I mean, it was really getting nasty. Like, it wanted us to be afraid and know that it was there. Because we're like, do you know you're dead? And all of a sudden, you're just like, I'm not fucking dead. Like, I mean, it's like, creepy, man.
Yeah.
What the? You know, I looked at someone like, dude, it was, you know, and the kid was saying he was seeing a guy there. Like, a guy had, like a tank top one with like tattoos and shit all over him.
Yeah.
And he was getting these big handprints, like something was grabbing him and they were staying on his arms for long periods of time. Like they were fingerprints, man, like someone grabbed him, you know? And they wound up moving out of there, but the place was freaky, man.
It was. I remember being upstairs in the attic and we did get a woman's voice saying he killed me.
Yeah, we sure did. Yeah, and she died under mysterious circumstances. She died from a hot shot, an overdose, but they believed that someone had injected her with a hot shot and killed her. The police showed up at the scene, and the needle was gone, but she was laying there overdosed. But there was an injection mark, so maybe her soul was just not at rest, you know, knowing that this guy, her ex, killed her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the sister, they had a picture of her, you know, and it definitely matched pictures from when she was alive.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's dead for quite like
a year. Year.
Yeah. She's dead a while. And they take a picture and she's in this picture like a side profile and it's her without a doubt.
Yeah. Like she was walking through the kitchen. It was very weird.
It was cool. It was one of the best pictures. I'm like, I pulled up the obituary and there's a picture there. I'm like, that's her.
Mm-hmm. Without,
yeah, even my wife is a total skeptic, and she's like, that's her. She goes, oh my God, that's her. I'm like, God damn right, it's her. Without a doubt, that's her. I said, she's in a picture. She's been dead a year. You know, I'm like, this is freaky, man. I had cold chills. I'm like, it don't get any better than that, you know?
No, it doesn't. It's wild.
Yeah.
Getting excited to go back out and investigate. We haven't been on a case in a while.
No.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Damn snow.
I know.
Weather sucks. It's almost over there.
Yay.
Hell yeah.
Somebody's coming.
Oh, God.
I was telling my wife the day we were driving home, like, man, I cannot wait to go on an investigation, man. She's like, well, I haven't been in a while, man. You know, every time we go to do a case, it gets canceled. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every damn time.
It's crazy weather. Well, guys, we have lots of fun shows coming up.
Yes.
We're trying a different format, everybody. We're going to be doing some podcasts, and they'll be airing. And thank you for downloading them, and thank you for listening. If you have any suggestions for guests, shoot us an email at blurredlineradio@gmail.com, and check out HarrisburgAreaParanormalSociety.com. What else, John and Matt?
We have a Facebook page, Harrisburg Area Paranormal Society. You can go to that. We got some pretty cool evidence and stuff on there, clips, EVPs, video from some of our cases, which we're going to be updating all this stuff very shortly here. So definitely go on there and check some of this stuff out.
And for me, just keep watching or keep listening.
Keep listening.
Matt prefers not to be found.
No, I prefer.
If there's any topics you know you guys want us to talk about, you know, please, you know, send us an email and we'll talk about it.
Absolutely.
We love this stuff.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening, and stay tuned.